Springbok Radio presents the exciting, dangerous quiz game, Adventure. There's a fortune to be won if you're clued up and canny, but an ill-advised guess is a risky venture that could mean money down the drain. How to win and how to lose will be explained by the man who leads the contestants in and out of each hazardous venture, Kim Shippey.
Thank you very much, Neville Orson. And if there was just a touch of sadness in his voice tonight, it's the last time you will hear Neville Dawson say those famous words. Yes, after almost 18 years, it's 11 programs short of 18 years, program 889, Venture comes to an end this evening. Now, you remember that we had the women on last week, three top women contestants. We have three top men on the program tonight, or they think they're top men, they think they're famous men. They are John Williams, Rodney Mears, and Ian Matthews. And we have the women back with us because we're going to set the same questions to the men, or the same range of questions. They're all available if they happen to strike on the same questions. The same participation by Kim, Bernard, and Neville in devising the questions. And Anne Marks, who's devised 54,000 questions, as I told you last week. And I just thought it might be fun to ask the girls who are supporting the guys tonight how they think the men are going to do. Rose Chinnery, would you like to tell any advice for the men on the questions without giving too much detail?
Can we say something ghastly like, best of South African luck, you
Now, what about Anna Bagley? Anna, what do you want to say? What do you think about the Kim Bernard Neville questions? I'm curious to know. You didn't choose many of them, did you?
Well, they were such an unknown entity, really. It was all rather terrifying. I mean, with a subject title, you know where you are, but this was complete ad-libbing. Anyway, they were interesting.
And we have been
difficult. Beware.
We have been unknown entities for years.
And what about Joyce Crosby, who was also on last week's program? Joyce, do you think that you girls are going to beat the men? Now, don't give away any secrets. Is your aggregate good enough to beat them?
I haven't the slightest doubt, but I do think they should stick to the famous women.
Thank you, girls, very much indeed. There you have three famous women talking. We have put in, instead of famous men, I promise you, gentlemen, that's the only change from last week. Instead of having five questions on famous men, we've invited you to comment on famous women. Well, I think we're almost set to start the program. Stand by. We'll be on our way in just a few moments.
Op al 60 continenten, in meer dan 160 landen en op meer dan 100 luchtrederijen wordt de Rothmans King Size met trots aangebied, met grachten geniet. Rothmans, die wereldnaam in sigaretten.
Een van die wereldse meest gezochte smaken is onverbeterlijk verouderde brandewijn. Dit is wat u geniet in elke glas Viceroy. Ons kellermeesters dra geslag na geslag die fijne kunst oor om brandewijn tot volmaakte belegenheid te brengen. Om Viceroy te skep, die onverbeterlijk verouderde brandewijn. Viceroy.
Well, I've named the gentlemen. We've tossed a coin to see who starts. They're so keen to score money, and we mustn't waste time. Time is precious. Time is money. Time might give the men victory or defeat. The toss has been won by, who was it? Ian Matthews on my right. Ian Matthews, you know all about the questions. 1968 is the year Springbok started, hence the category there. Famous women, Kim's questions, Bernard's questions. The year that Venture started, you've got Kim's questions, Bernard's questions, Neville's questions, and Lucky Dip. What do you choose?
I won't be put off by the women. I'll try Bernard 15.
From which Swiss alpine village do most climbing expeditions in the Matterhorn take place? First from John Williams.
Zermatt.
Zermatt is right. Anybody wasn't listening last week, we have an audience now to round off the famous run of Venture on Springbok Radio. And they may not applaud you on the fives and tens, fellows, but I'm sure they'll applaud you 15 rands upwards. John Williams again.
I'll try Kim's for 15.
Well, it's very sensible of you. Who wrote an autobiography called Dear Me? Ian Matthews?
Peter Ustinov.
He's right again. Ian, what do you think of Kim's questions?
I like playing Kim's game.
Yeah, right, your turn.
Well, let's not leave Neville out in the cold. Let's have Neville 15, though he looks a little older than that.
Glenn Miller played a musical instrument. Which one is he most famous for playing? Glenn Miller. John Williams.
Trombone.
Trombone is right. Now, gentlemen, you haven't been conspiring before the program to sort of scare them out, have you, or to be... Because, you know, the girls were in earnest competition against one another. John Williams, 30 of the strike.
Kim, 20.
Who won the men's 1500 metres gold medal in the 1984 Olympic Games in Los Angeles? Buzz from John.
Seb Coe.
Seb Coe is right for 20. Fellas, you're going to have to do better than this if you're going to beat the girls. John Williams has 50, Ian 15. John will choose.
Kim 25.
Name the three singers who feature with the Winchester Cathedral Choir in the highly successful recording of Andrew Lloyd Webber's Requiem. Girls, I told you they were stupid, didn't I? Domingo, Brightman, and Miles Kingston, plus, let me just anglicize it, Placido Domingo, isn't that right? Sarah Brightman, who is Andrew Lloyd Webber's wife, and Paul Miles Kingston. Well, who went for that one? Was that you, John? We go left to right. Rodney Mears it is.
Kim's five.
Sing me the song, please. Old MacDonald had a farm.
I'm glad this is going off the air.
It is on the air. You're live on Springbok Radio.
How many bars do you want?
I just want you to satisfy me that you know the song.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on that farm he had some cars, E-I-E-I-O, with a moo-moo here and a moo-moo there, here a moo, there a moo, everywhere a moo-moo.
Rodney, don't phone us, we'll phone you.
The girls are not satisfied. The girls say you should carry on for at least 25 minutes. Isn't that what you're saying? Are you satisfied? Yes.
How much is that? Five.
I'm all that for five.
I should say moo to you, but never mind. Rodney, you have the right to choose again. Which song would you like to sing now?
I think I'm still scared of it. Lucky Dip 5.
Lucky Dip 5. His buzz again. What, according to Rudyard Kipling, is more deadly than the mail? What is more deadly than the male?
Obviously the female.
Yeah, female of the species. Good enough. I think we must give Miss Five. On you go, Rodney. You've got 10.
Kim, 10.
And he likes my questions. In which play, he's passed early, by the way, has Charlton Heston been appearing in the West End of London?
The Cain Mutiny.
I think you deserve applause for that. At least, it's only a 10-rand question, but I was feeling a little guilty when I put that to the girls. I won't explain why. Rodney Beers has 20 in the strike.
Lucky Dip, 10.
Ganymede, Peter Pan, and Oscar Wilde's Dorian Gray had something in common. What was it, John Williams?
They featured heroes who lived forever or never grew old, sorry.
Rather like Neville Dawson, perhaps.
Yes.
Yes, he's right again. 10 more for John Williams. Let's see the scoreline. Ian Matthews, 15. Rodney Mears, 20. And John Williams, 60. At this stage, last Wednesday evening, I think the girls had a much more impressive scoreboard. But never mind. John, it's your turn.
Neville's 10.
Neville's 10. Is that John Williams has got double ventures? Now Neville's 20. Who played King Arthur, John, in the Broadway production of Camelot?
That was played by Richard Burton.
He's right for 20. Can you tell me who played in the screen version?
Yes, that was Richard Harris.
And who played on the stage in London?
I don't know.
Anybody know it, gentlemen?
Also Richard Harris.
Yes, it wasn't.
It was a South African.
South African born. Lawrence Harvey. Even Neville knew that one. John has 80. Yes, and you've retained the strike, don't you? Yes, John, it's your privilege.
Lucky dip 15.
What is the name of the SABC's external radio service? What is it commonly known as? SABC's external radio service. Time is up anyway. It's simply Radio RSA, or the Voice of South Africa. Was that you still, John? Yes. Rodney Mears, your turn by rotation.
Neville's 5.
Must be easy.
Springbok Radio broadcasts on FM. What do the letters FM stand for, Rodney?
Frequency modulation.
You're right. Choose again, please.
I'll try the Famous Women 5.
I'm glad you're trying taking on the Famous Women. Mrs. Richard Slaney is better known as whom, Rodney?
Mary Decker.
Mary Decker is right. I won't ask you to make any jokes about Mary Decker, as you might well trip up on those. 30, and your turn.
Famous Women 10.
Who created the mini skirt, Rodney?
Mary Quant.
10 more for you. You have 40 in the strike.
Bernard's 5.
What is the capital city, Ian Matthews, of the country of Switzerland? Capital of Switzerland, watch it.
That's a nasty one.
You blame Bernard, not me.
I think it's Basel.
It's not Basel. The others want it. Yes, John?
Bern.
Bern is right, so Ian loses 5, John takes 5, John regains the strike, and his total score, let's just see what it is, 85.
Lucky dip 20.
The now extinct moa was the tallest bird that ever lived. Where did it live? Which country? Ian Matthews.
New Zealand.
You've got 20. Right, Ian, you're back in the running with 30. Your turn.
Bernard, 10.
Who wrote the symphonic poem, Ian has buzzed, Les Préludes?
Chopin.
Wasn't Chopin? The answer is Liszt. Who chose Bernard 10? The nomination was Ian's, was it? We're going left to right. Round we go to John Williams, our leader.
Lucky dip 25.
What was the site of the first stock exchange in the Transvaal? By this I mean a place, a village, town, city. Buzz from Ian.
Barberton.
Barberton is right for 25. Nice going there, Ian. That brings you right up into the firing line with a total of 45.
Neville, 20.
What is a cassowary? Cassowary. Yes, John Williams.
It's a flightless bird.
It's related.
It does run.
It's related to the emu, and they say it can run as fast as a horse, but I've never tried it out.
Yeah, 20 rands, I like it. Well, 10 for Neville and 10 for John, if you like. No, we mustn't be unkind. Well done, John. John leads at half-time in the programme. John Williams has a score of 105. Ian Matthews has 45. Rodney Mears, 40. And fellas, you've got a long way to go if you're going to catch the girls, I think. Neville Dawson, are you catching the girls?
Oh, when did the program start, Kim?
1968.
Then the answer then would have been yes. We'll try. But nevertheless, tonight we are making the most of our final venture date, and it will be interesting to see who becomes the final reigning champion, or champions, we should say, the ladies or the gents we have on stage tonight. But as you know, Venture is full of surprises. Anything might happen in the second half of the show, and we'll be round to that in just a few moments.
Dames en heren, ons bied aan The Orchid Collection, uit Plascon Double Velvet, sy kleur kaleidoscoop. Hier is cloud white, en een belofte van blauw. Pearl white, en een zachte piep. Jade white, en een swimpy groen. En Grecian white, en een delicate rood. The Orchid Collection's romantische zachte schakerings van wit, van Plascon Double Velvet, die weelderige muurverf wat zo makkelijk schoonmaak.
At At Southern Life, we know that every effort you make, every opportunity that arises, is important because of the people who depend on you. At Southern Life, we know that it takes foresight, careful planning, and the right choices to stay ahead. When you want more from life assurance, Southern Life, we've got it made for you.
Let's make the most of the final half of the final program in our venture series. Here again is Question Master Kim Shippey.
We have changed the categories very little. I mean, it's basically the same, literally the same questions as the women enjoyed. Oh, it's all the way through now, isn't it? 1985, the year that venture will have ended, or is coming to an end. Springbok Radio, Kim's, Bernard's and Neville's questions and Lucky Dip. All right, where was the strike? It was with you, John. We're now going to rotate differently, but you may start part two. Time is short. You want to make the money to beat the girls.
Kim's 15.
Who played the male and female leads in that wartime film, Mrs. Miniver? Pass from John.
Walter Pidgeon. And I can see her face.
What color hair?
Oh, red hair.
Red hair. You have 10 seconds and 7 have disappeared. Quickly, John. I must pass it on. I haven't said anything, Rodney.
Greer Garson.
And whom? Greer Garson with?
Walter Pidgeon.
He's right. John, if we'd been alone together, I would have given it to you, but not with the women present. I couldn't be unfair. John's down to 90. Rodney's up to 55. He will choose.
Lycan.
The light. There we are.
Lucky Dip, 15.
Which English poet wrote, "The more I see of men, the less I like them. If I could say so of women too, all would be well." Subtle play on words. Which English poet does anybody want it for 15? Your time is up. It was Lord Byron. We're going right to left. I hope I've got it right. Did I bring in Rodney too early that time? No? Maybe I got the rotation wrong.
I answered the last question.
You answered the last question. That's why you were there. Anyway, we go right to left, so it's back to John Williams, who leads with 90.
Kim's 5.
Kim's 5. You know what the Kim's 5 are like, aren't you? They're these silly little questions. Would you please sing me a song, John? And you are to keep singing. You see, the girls, I will tell you now, didn't ask for Kim questions. And I told them that they were absolutely a piece of cake, or old tacky, as they say. And they didn't believe me. They never do. I want you to sing me the song until the girls say you can stop, or until the audience applauds, because the audience identifies it. Raindrops keep falling on my head. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Raindrops keep falling on my head. Just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed. Nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops keep falling.
What do you get for that one? 25, is it? Audience, was he singing the right words? Are you sure? Okay, I believe you. A lot of people wouldn't. Okay, who was that? John Williams singing. 95, all Welshmen can sing. Your turn.
Bernard's 15.
What about me? I mean, all mine are easy. I'd like the month and the year of the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II. The month and the year. Rodney Mears.
June 1953.
15 rand, yes. Can I tell you a secret? It was also when Bernard Lehman joined the SABC. Can you believe it?
As long ago as that?
Yes, 1953. Bernard would have told you I also joined in 53. Okay, Rodney Beers, your turn.
Bernard, Lucky Dip 5.
If Clyde went to America, what might his theme song be? Oh, your time is up anyway. Yeah. Sorry, you're out. Okay, over to the others. Buzz from the John.
My Barney lies over the ocean.
If Clyde went to America, what might his theme song be, my Bonnie Lass? I thought it was a lovely question. It was a... But it wasn't... It was an Ann Marks question, I think. Well, I think we must now... We must now add them together, because that was the final venture gong. And just before we go any further, Neville, I reckon that the men have compiled 210. I'm prepared to tell you, without giving the details, the women's aggregate was considerably more than 210. That's the challenge. And watch out, you could lose a lot of money if you all just stake the lot. Your final venture category is history. And audience, whatever you do, don't whisper, because it's the tensest program we've had in 18 years. And we have given away on Springbok Radio in the last 18 years almost R250,000. So let's say thank you, Springbok Radio, for that sort of generosity. But we've got enough for you tonight. Here we are. They've staked what they want. Here's your question. Write it down if you can. What was the name given to the record of a survey carried out in England in 1086 by William the Conqueror? What was the name given to the record of a survey carried out in England in 1086 by William the Conqueror? And over for the last time within venture to Springbok Studio.
It's yours because we work it out together.
Kiss my back, Leslie. What I need.
And it's yours and yours and yours and yours.
And mine.
You do better if you invest it in me.
Fine.
It's a pleasure.
It's your bank.
The key is initiative. My bank's got it.
Waiting for it. 3 liters of 5-speed power. Man and machine in perfect harmony. This is Sierra XR6. Have you driven a Ford lately?
Your final venture history question was, what was the name given to the record of a survey carried out in England in 1086 by William the Conqueror? And as with the girls, you've all got it right. The Doomsday Book. Well, that's where we start. You got it right, fellas. So let's see whether you can catch the girls on aggregate and whether the winner of the men's contest is an overall winner or whether he's been beaten by any of the ladies. Where do we begin? With the lowest score, Rodney Mears has 65. He staked 15. We give it to him. His total is 80. Ian Matthews, Doomsday Book, has staked everything he's got. R45. Correct. 90. John Williams, Doomsday Book, you're right. You have staked everything you've got, which is R100. You're the winner with a total of 200. Mm-hmm. Well, fellas, the winner is John Williams, the aggregate of the men's money earned is 370. Gentlemen, you have beaten the girls because your aggregate is 370 to their 300. But the women have the satisfaction of producing the overall winner. Rose Chinnery scored 210. All right, Rose. Shaking slightly with, I think, excitement and delight and relief. Rose, thank you for joining us this evening. How do you think the men did?
I think they did fantastically well. I really do. Some of those questions were very tricky. And it was interesting to see that they got some of the ones that we didn't. And vice versa.
Last thing. Don't you wish you'd gone for Kim Shippey's fives?
No, I'm delighted I escaped that.
Congratulations, Rosemary. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, there we are. Congratulations, men, on an aggregate and overall victory. Congratulations, Rose, who's won on behalf of the women. What a lovely way to finish up with a victory both for the men and the women. So after almost 18 years of... adventure, may I say, we come to the end of a series of quiz programs that we know has brought great joy to Springbok Radio listeners, and it's given us a lot of fun, a lot of stimulation. What I think has made it different from other long-running Springbok programs is that we've established a national record for teamwork. Bernard, Neville and I have been together for all of these 18 years, and not one of us has missed a program in those 18 years. So no other voice has actually been heard on the presentation side of the program, so please forgive us if we feel just a little sense of pride as Venture comes to an end. Thank you, Springbok Radio, for giving us the privilege of being on the air for so many years. It's been a great venture. We're going to miss you, Springbok, and I hope we meet again. I'd like to give the last word to a former national champion whose voice you've just heard. Rose Chinnery, in the days when we turned it into a national competition, bringing all the winners of the year together, and Rose won overall. Rose has written us a little verse which makes a touching farewell, and thank you, Rose, for this contribution. I'll read it as best I can. The mutters and jitters, the stutters and twitters will soon be a thing of the past. No more will quiz stars cause awed oohs and ahs for hitting the buzzer so fast. When we all say goodbye with a tear in the eye to Neville and Bernard and Kim, we'll raise a last toast to the show that's the most, to the venture we all love to win.
During the program, Kim has expressed a good deal of the nostalgia we all feel after venturing for well over 17 years together. I would like to add my sentiments by thanking the many hundreds of wonderful contestants who have made the show interesting and exciting over the years, the studio contestants who have given them so much encouragement, and the millions of listeners whose response has kept the show on the air. But now, I'm afraid our time is up. And so, on behalf of Question Master Kim Shippey, producer Bernard Lehman, Anne Marks, who compiled our questions, and the many technical assistants who made the program possible, this is Neville Dawson saying good night and goodbye from Venture.